This patient's name is Lucy, L-U-C-I-E. First name, last name is A as in boy, B as in, no, A as in apple, B as in boy, A as in apple, D as in David, J-I-A-N. Abba Dijan, A-B-A-D-J-I-A-N. Okay. Oh, this is an 86-year-old woman with history of congestive heart failure, being admitted to hospice with end-stage coronary artery disease, period. Patient suffers from DJD, spinal stenosis, volume overload, autonomic nervous system dysfunction, hypotension, hypokalemia, atrial fibrillation on Xarelto, chronic pain requiring tramadol on a regular basis, period. Patient currently has a KPS score of 40%. It requires morphine sulfate both for shortness of breath and pain, period. In the paragraph, because of end-stage heart disease, we found her to be quite anxious, hence the reason for lorazepam on a regular basis. She, pain medication causes nausea, and that's been treated with promethazine, period. She has a KPS score of 40%. As I mentioned, patient lives alone, is total ADL dependent. She does have a caretaker by the name of Reese, Aileen, A-L-I-N-E, Reese, R-E-E-S-E, which helps patient with ADL. Patient is also battling bladder incontinence because of severe weakness. He's most of the time awake. He's sleeping 12 to 16 hours a day. And stays in bed because of his weakness, period. Currently has no decubitus ulcer. He has had issues with constipation and requires around-the-clock tramadol along with morphine to keep him pain, to keep his pain under control for most of the time, period. Patient has a low ejection fraction with end-stage cardiomyopathy and congestive heart failure, as I mentioned. Patient is not candidate for any further treatment and or workup and has decided against any further... And the family and patient have decided on hospice care at home. Patient definitely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.